Thirdly, in verse 42. And I knew that thou, this is the Lord Jesus praying, and I need to go up to verse 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus, spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Now, the two, chapter 8 and chapter 9, finds itself in chapter 11. Lazarus was not only dead because of the works of darkness. He was dead also because of who he is. But God reversed the boat. Lazarus, when he went to the grave, he said, remove the stone. They removed. Lord, he's dead 4 days now. He's stinking. The Lord Jesus called Lazarus. And Lazarus got up with all his grave clothes around him. The clothes of the works of darkness. And you know what happened? He said, loose him and let him go. And man, they start to unravel Lazarus. And every piece that came off just started to reveal the glory of God. What God has done. Listen. The grave clothes that we carry around sometimes. Jesus says, loose him and take it off. It's the works of darkness. But he brought him out of the realm of darkness. And every Christian, may I turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. Verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance in light, who had delivered us from the power or the authority of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Or his dear son, but is really the son of his love. We have been transferred. We have been brought out. We have been brought into a realm where the Lord Jesus, who is the light of the world, he officiates there. So now, a believer, that's why when we get in John, he says, let's turn to John quickly, please. 1 John. First John chapter 1 and verse 5. This then is the message which ye had heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And this is where Brother Bolas was talking about the connection. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses it from all sin. Now, when a believer gets saved, when the works of darkness is taken care of, and the nature, the very darkness itself, where you have been brought into the light, you cannot get out of it. So you are in the light, but you can do the works of darkness in the light. That's why it is said, when a believer do the works of darkness after he is saved, it's worse than an unbeliever. Because an unbeliever do it in darkness. But a believer do it in the light. You could imagine floodlights on you. Floodlights. And you're doing the works of darkness. That's how it is. When God has brought you, you have been translated. You cannot take yourself outside the dark, outside of light and go back into darkness. You are in the light. And the scripture tells you, you cannot reverse it. But you can do the works of darkness. So in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah made mention of the Lord Jesus as the light way before the book of Matthew. So as we go through the book of Isaiah, features of the Lord Jesus is going to occupy our hearts. He is the light. And in closing, chapter 12 of the book of John. And verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, yea, a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. The Lord is going to bring you out, help you to enjoy all that God has secured for us. The light has come. We don't have to stay in darkness or continue in that realm. May God help us as we continue to serve Him on this side of the river, for His name's sake. Amen. Amen.